You know the fight or flight response that your body has, that things happen to you? All of these things happened to me. I had the cold sweats and, you know.
Loose bowels.
I went to the bathroom 100 times. My mouth got all dry and stuff like that. All those things. My heart was beating 1,000,000 miles an hour. But once you said, I do, and you guys were actually married, it was all okay. No, that was the easiest thing I ever did in my life.
Well, did you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are, thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 125, Fighting Stage Fright. It's time for RSEQ and A. We got an email a while ago now from a woman named Rachel Grimes who wrote, I am a flute major at Mansfield University in Pennsylvania, and my flute studio is doing a project of sorts about stage fright and performance anxiety. Do you have any tips that could help with overcoming stage fright / performance anxiety? Well, Rachel, thanks very much for that email, and the answer is yes, we do have tips about overcoming stage fright. I can't promise they'll be helpful tips, and your class project is probably over by now, but I did speak with Dominic Conti and Reed Martin last weekend in San Diego about what happens to them when they get nervous. Dominic Conti, D-Crush, I know you never get stage fright. Nothing ever terrifies you, right?
I got stage fright right now, talking into your microphone. I'm terrified.
Podcast fright.
Mm-hmm. Major podcast fright.
But you were saying you don't get stage fright so much, but you get, like, audition fright? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I think you get nerves, especially if you want the job.
Yeah.
There's actually times when you don't give a crap about whether you get the job or not. You'd be fine if you did and happy, maybe happier if you didn't. Then I'm not nervous at all. Things just go swimmingly.
No, you're right. Yeah, the less you care, the better it goes.
Yeah, or just the less you're nervous and you're just like, hey, who cares? Blah-de-blue. But sometimes, I mean, I don't think of that as a bad thing necessarily. I mean, you gotta be pumped up, you know?
Go ahead.
If you're fired up to audition for something and you want to do it, it can go very well that way. You know, you might feel like I'm up for something, I feel a little, where's the juice?
Yeah.
You know, I might think, you know, if I were reading for some hot play or like, you know, some TV show I really wanted to do, if I wasn't feeling like I was fired up, I'd be like, hey, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that is a trick. I guess I've used that trick before, going into an audition and going, you know what, I don't care. I don't care about this.
Yeah. You fooled yourself.
Yeah, fooling yourself.
I mean, the other thing I do with some auditions is that I consider an audition, if I get an audition for a TV gig or film gig or something, I consider that the gig. And then if I actually get the gig, that's gravy.
That's smart. Yeah, you look at the audition as like a chance to perform. Yeah. That really helped.
Yeah.
I mean, a whole bunch of years ago, I really started looking at auditions as a really fun chance to perform.
Yeah.
And I only wish I could say that it exponentially made my bookings increase. But you know what? It helped me in my heart and brain and soul.
Yeah.
Really did. And then I'd be going there and just try and look to do well. And if I did, I'd be like, well, that is the gig. That was it.
Well, I mean, and the place where I get scared sometimes is then if I get the gig, then I'll go, oh crap, what did I do? How do I get that back? And it's also harder to get back because when you're auditioning, you're geared for that one performance in that room on that day.
There's been several times where then I got the job and I'm like, now I gotta do it.
Yeah.
You know? It's like now it's like, geez.
And you feel like you were never as good as you were in your audition.
Yeah, or just that it's done in some ways. Like, I did the thing.
Yeah.
Well, then these RSE shows, then there comes a point where it's like, I did it great on the first couple of performances, but now I'm struggling to recreate it. But then, now we've been doing it so long, you go, I know how to do this.
Right, then you get the freedom again. But a lot of this, like you say, I suppose there's a difference between being outright nervous, scared out of your pants, to just adrenaline. You know, which you're kind of supposed to have. You need X amount of adrenaline just to do a show, just to audition for something, period. You know, you got to have that pumping.
So a little bit of fear is a good thing.
Yeah.
You are wise, Descartes.
No, I'm picking up from you. Reed Martin, what do you do? Do you get frightened ever?
The most nervous I get is performing in my hometown.
Really?
Yeah.
In Sonoma,
yeah.
In the Northern California.
Yeah, we go to Madison, Wisconsin, and there's 2,500 people, none of whom I know. So tomorrow, they're never going to see me.
And they can all go to hell.
Yeah. But then I'm in, the Sebastiani Theater, 300 people, 299 of which I know personally, and I'm going to bump into at school tomorrow, dropping off the boys. So I get nervous.
Critique.
Yeah. They're very nice. But when else do I get nervous? Opening nights I don't like.
Yeah.
I get nervous on opening nights.
Well, opening nights being our first performances or opening nights, official kind of opening nights where VIPs are there and they tend to not react that much?
I was thinking of when we come to a town and the critics are there.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. The nights that the critics are there, you go to a town where there's maybe one major critic and they're seeing one show out of maybe 2,000 that we've done and it seems inordinately important in the big scheme of things.
Right.
You feel the nerves on those days.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of the run I enjoy a lot more. But probably the most nervous, it's a different kind of nervous, but the first time we do a brand new show, we've never really done it in front of an audience. What's the order? What's the words? Mm-hmm. Do I know the gist of this scene? Mm-hmm. Will we be able to fake our way through it when we go up? That sort of thing.
Well, and at that point, in early days in a script, too, we kind of know the lines. We basically know the gist, but I always feel the struggle between, I got to know the lines. No, I got to be loose enough to roll with whatever happens. Mm-hmm. And it's that finding that middle groove of being just loose enough. I know when I'll get nervous is like right before the lights go up for the first time. But I've never been as nervous for a stage performance as I have been when I used to run track in high school. It was like all the tension leading up to that gun going off. Mm-hmm. And once the gun went off, I was fine.
I found running track very nerve-wracking.
Because
you'd look ahead like just 5 minutes in a mile, less than 5 minutes. But it's like, but it's going to be a lot, though. It's going to be crazy, It's going to hurt.
I know.
Am I going to remember my lines?
Yeah. That's right. Am I going to remember what direction to run?
I am screaming the whole time I'm running. So.
So actually, knowing how nervous I've always gotten for track meets in high school, long time ago now, I don't get nervous. That helps ease the fright of a theater opening night for me. I also spoke with Matt Rippey last December in Miami during the intermission of a performance of The Complete Works, and Rippey had a frustratingly confident answer.
Ooh, stage fright. No, I really don't. I can honestly say I don't get stage fright.
You never have?
Not that I can remember. I mean, okay, nerves,
yeah.
And those are good. You can feed off of them, but if you get stage fright, you probably shouldn't be on the stage.
Well, that's an interesting. So, what do you do with nerves? I mean, how do you differentiate nerves from stage fright?
That's a good question because I suppose nerves are more about heightening your senses and the adrenaline is starting to run and that's a good thing. It's fuel.
Right.
I mean, you have to check it because if you run out of fuel too soon, then you're gone and there's nothing left and you're just working on fumes. But I think it's all good stuff. And if you do get stage fright, to anyone out there who does have stage fright, use it. Use the energy of that. Channel it. Relax and channel it.
Well, right. I mean, there's just breathing. There's there's relaxation techniques.
Always forget to breathe.
All the things. I mean, I remember reading some study that after air traffic controllers, actors are the stage fright is the thing that scares people most. It's the highest level stress job that there is.
Well, and plus I think with this show, especially working with you guys, and if I'm ever on stage with you and Reed, I mean, there's no point in being afraid because if I go up, I mean, I'm in good hands.
Right.
So I never worry.
Right.
And that goes the same with any of the guys, Michael, Mick, the whole lot, you can... And we're going to save each other,
right.
So there's nothing to be afraid of. Now, I mean, I was afraid. The very first film job I ever got, what a way to go. The very first time I did a film, I suddenly was, in Beyond the Sea, sharing the screen with big names,
right.
Kevin Spacey and Bob Hoskin and John Goodman. I mean, that was scary,
yeah.
But I didn't say anything. It's like I'm just fancy dressing throughout the whole film, I'm just wallpaper. I never really say anything. So that was okay. I just internalized. I did have, lots of nerves going on then, but it was easy. I just kind of, sat there and, held my cocktail and smoked my cigarette and tried to.
I had this similar experience because when I did my first TV
job, an episode of The Practice, and they put the, it was a close up on me, and they put the clapper, you know, to start the scene. They put that right in front of my face, and then they do it. And I'm just, that was when I got the most nervous, because it was like a starting gun all over again. And I thought, but I'm not only am I standing there going, yeah, I got to be good. It's right on. And but then also I just felt this feeling of, they're going to find me out. They're going to know I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I've been doing plays since elementary school. So that kind of thing I'm totally comfortable with.
Yeah. So, okay. So I'm beginning to see with you, it's like you need to just ease into it. You don't want anyone to say, go.
I guess that's
action.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
I guess that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well
then,
yeah, that's true. I mean, even though the lights come up, that's a go.
Yeah.
That's a go. But it is different. And I find that when I get out there, because gosh knows I've dropped a line or two in my day on stage. But you just stand there. I mean, is that what you do? What do you do when you go up? I just stand there and sort of wait for it to come, or I make up some nonsense. I have enough improv training where I can just keep talking until I land on something funny, I think.
That's generally my solution. Just keep talking, you know? I mean, I never stop talking, so you'll be fine. But see, now you're making me nervous here, Austin, because you know what? I think that stage fright is a lot like the word impotent, you know? It's like if you say it, you get it, you know? And now I'm getting nervous, you know?
I think you'll be able to get it up for the second act.
Oh, I hope so.
Hi, it's Robin Pressman, the host of Our Roots Are Showing. It's folk and acoustic music on Sonoma County Public Radio, KRCB. You can hear us live streaming at krcb.org, and you are listening to the fabulous Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? That is actually a very good question. You can see us on DVD. You can see us on our YouTube channel. You can see us on our occasional video podcasts. But until this fall, you can't actually see us live on stage. We have no gigs for the summer. We may have a gig the last week in July, but we're waiting for that to be confirmed. If it happens, it'll be a brief and fun return to a country we've played before. We'll let you know about that as soon as we have all the information. You can go to reducedshakespeare.com right now for information on our fall tour dates. Yet we have a strangely quiet summer, during which Reed, Martin, and I will be writing our next RSC stage show. Now, we'll announce what the new stage show will be in a few weeks, but until then, please feel free to email us your guesses or suggestions as to what you think the next stage show should be or will be. In fact, send us a voicemail just by using the microphone on your computer. Go to the RSC podcast page, click on the RSC voicemail button on the bottom right-hand side of our podcast page. It's at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. We would love to hear from you. And speaking of not having any gigs for a few months and the pressure of coming up with a new script, let's get back to our conversation about stage fright. While we were in Miami talking to Matt Rippey, we also talked to Mick Orff. Mick Orff, do you get stage fright?
No.
Performance anxiety.
Well,
I mean, so on stage.
Oh, on stage? No, I really don't. I mean, the very worst case scenario is if I was in a situation where I really didn't know what was going on.
Right.
But even then, no, I don't. I'm sorry to disappoint. I don't.
No, but that's cool. I mean, as Rippey was saying earlier, if you did, you're probably in the wrong biz. You know?
Right.
I mean, I used to have the classic actor's nightmare that, oh, it's opening night, I haven't rehearsed. But, and I know that in high school, actually, when I had the actor's nightmare, I had it enough so that I knew it would work. I knew that everything was going to be fine once I had the actor's nightmare. Right. And that's still true. When we do a new RSC show, that's still true for me. If I have an actor's nightmare, I know it's going to be fine. The one time I didn't have an actor's nightmare about a show was we were doing Iolanthe. I was a junior in high school, so what would that be, 1977, I'm dating myself, and I didn't have an actor's nightmare. I was just like, well, this is all going to be good, I'm not having the nightmare. Everybody in the cast got sick. Every single person in the cast got sick. I had 103 fever. And then we only had three performances. I had 103 fever for the final two performances. I was sitting in the wings with a bucket, you know, thinking, oh, I'm going to pass out. I'm not going to make it through this. And, you know, finally got to the point where I've done a show since then. I sort of make myself have those nightmares.
Yeah. It's a nightmare. You should eat cheese before going to bed.
Exactly.
Or souvlaki.
Souvlaki? All right.
Souvlaki will do it.
Or, I'm trying to think of a third thing, a taco. I don't know.
A cheesy souvlaki taco.
Yeah. Coming soon from Taco Bell on the 99 cent menu. I will say one thing about the stage fright thing, though. If for some reason, I'm the guy, like, ever since high school, I was the guy who, like, if they needed, this fella got sick and he can't do it, Orf will do that.
Really?
Get Mick to do that. And I was always the last-minute replacement. I believe it or not, I've booked a couple of jobs because, not because I'm that guy, but just it seems like they call me and say, well, you know what, with our first choice backed out. You have a week. Can you do it?
Well, you stepped up on for the RSC in a couple of ways.
I wasn't trying to bring that up specifically, although that's a good example of things that happen.
But so
my point is, I often don't have time to worry about being nervous.
Yeah, that helps.
It's more about just
that helps.
Remember.
But what about your very first performance? First time you ever did a play, were you scared then? Were you nervous then? Or did it just feel natural?
No, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
And that was really, I mean, that was a kid, a kiddie play, like third grade or whatever.
Yeah. But still, even in third grade, you weren't nervous about it. You went, yeah, all right, I'll do this.
Yeah, it was cool.
Do you approach everything like that? I mean, I'm not sure that I do. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. I wish I took everything with a kind of an insouciance and, yeah, sure, whatever, let's do it.
I think that, recently I was taking that EMT test. I was pretty nervous before taking that, or things of that nature. But things that are new.
Yeah.
But a new play isn't really new. It's just another play. Yeah. Acting is not new.
Right.
I've been doing that for a long time. So, so there you go.
Right.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Podcast. Send us what scares you via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also interact with other RSC fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Just click on forum or find us at facebook.com, myspace.com/reducedshakespeare, or you become a subscriber to our channel on YouTube or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. We actually tweeted during a performance last weekend in San Diego. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, creature feature host Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Jenny Kelm. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Robin Pressman at KRCB, Sonoma County, California Public Radio. And thanks to you very much for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 125 375ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I know fabulous, mature, older actress Betty Andreese, and when asked about stage fright and if it got better as she, got older and knew more things, she said, "Hell no, it gets worse because you know more things that can go wrong."
Oh.
That's encouraging.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.